We apologize for the late start of this bulletin. Now, coming up in this bulletin, World Bank cites Ghana's policy rate of 27% as the highest in Africa, and the African Center for Energy Policy advises government to speedily resolve financial challenges facing the energy sector to avert collapse. Also in this bulletin, Coffee Federation of Ghana calls for the development of coffee as an alternative to cocoa. Stay tuned as I do this and some other stories in the next 10 minutes. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am James Eshen. Let's settle for the details. First off, Ghana's monetary policy rate of 27% is the highest in Africa, the World Bank has revealed. In its latest October 2024 Africa Pulse report, the World Bank said the Bank of Ghana and other central banks have kept interest rates higher to anchor inflation expectations properly and secure a smoother path to their inflation target. The following report has more.
According to the World Bank, central banks in countries that still have double-digit inflation and weakened domestic currencies such as Angola, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone will keep monetary policy rates higher for longer, and in fewer cases, they may increase their policy rates, particularly in countries where inflation rates still have not peaked. Broadly, currency weaknesses, slow fiscal adjustment, and cost pressures are among the factors driving countries like Ghana to keep a tighter stance for a longer period. For instance, it said Ethiopia, Ghana, and Nigeria are among the worst performing in Africa this year, and their currencies continue weakening while demand for foreign exchange remains pressing.
And that was a Newsdex report. Now, the African Center for Energy Policy is making a strong case for a speedy resolution of financial challenges facing Ghana's energy sector to avert collapse. The center's push has been influenced by Sonona Sogli Power shutting down operations due to more than $200 million debt owed by the Electricity Company of Ghana. Benjamin Bwachi is the executive director of the African Center for Energy Policy.
Somewhere last month or so, Carpower had to draw down on letters of credit, reaching over $112 million or so. Asogli has also gone down. I don't know what the action will be from other stakeholders and players. And it's not going to be a one-off event if we don't find money to address these problems. We've gotten to a point where the promises are not working. You know, if you're not raising enough revenue to be able to pay the value chain, some of these actions will be taken by the generators of power.
And that was Benjamin Bwachi, Executive Director of African Center for Energy Policy, next to the mining sector. And mining firms are raising issues about government tax policy measures for the sector. The firms have complained about the upfront payment of taxes on yet to commence production on their concessions. Suleiman Akone is the Chief Executive of the Chamber of Mines.
When in the middle of production and the company has made all these investments and then you start tweaking the fiscal regime, that is where the issue is. And that's why you have some of the companies who are saying that, look, I need to have a stability agreement or a project development agreement, because then it freezes the fiscal terms. Don't forget that we are talking about an industry whose price is not determined by the company. They are effectively a price taker. We are not like an FMCG. You decide to brand, you have differentiation in terms of the premium quality of the product, and therefore you can charge a premium and all of that. Ours is not like that. Ours is a commodity. So you have an area which you need to manage to be viable, and that is your cost. So if you have a situation where governments upfront decide that, look, I'm going to take so much.
Suleiman Kone is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Chamber of Mines. To one of our headline stories, the Coffee Federation of Ghana is calling on government to invest in the development of coffee production, especially in cocoa growing areas, to serve as an alternative. According to Samuel Adimado, Vice President of the Federation, coffee has the potential to survive the El Nino and other harsh weather conditions hampering the production of cocoa. Speaking at the inaugural Ghana Coffee Week, Mr. Adimado explained that supporting the sector will bolster the country's export and bring in significant foreign exchange.
So at that moment, we decided to join ACRAM. As you can see, ACRAM is the Agency for Coffee Robusta in Africa and Madagascar. It is a solid grouping that are doing very well in French-speaking countries. So Coffee Federation decided to join ACRAM. And through that association, we got in touch with ITC. That was in the process of developing coffee as a project in the ACP countries. So at that juncture, we realized that Ghana was not part of the business-friendly coffee project. But we argued that if you look at how cocoa has helped in our economy and how farmers, cocoa families have come.
Samuel Adimado is the Vice President of the Coffee Federation of Ghana. Now, the Director at the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Court, is asking government to address the taxation challenges which is affecting the operations of small and medium enterprises. Speaking to Joy Business, he said government investment in the SME sector must be complemented by a friendly business environment to create more job opportunities.
The other things, trading, getting entrepreneurs to prepare books, all of this have been done. Why did it fail? I think that that point, for me, very important. We need to take a step back if we want to make this SME go work. And I also share the view that it's a great concept. But let's take a step back and see how we make this work. In addition, some of these support programs have been viewed with a political lens. So beneficiaries often take it with a mindset not to pay back. So this morning, I realized I asked the question, what new would you put in place to ensure that repayments are very high and then we can then roll over and get other people to benefit?
Professor Peter Korte is the Director at the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research. Now to some other stories. The Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority has announced plans to deploy new technology for the driver and vehicle management system across the country. The system will improve the services of the DVLA as well as ensuring effective road safety for all road users. Chief Executive for the DVLA, Akwesi Ajimanbuzi, announced this in a remark to open the new Accra Regional Office for the DVLA at Naaman.
Significantly reduce processing times, minimize errors, and enhance data accuracy, laying the foundation for a more transparent and responsive licensing process. All that paper that we use to put in our glove compartments all reduced to a card, a readable card. In our relentless pursuit of excellence, I'm excited to say that in the very near future, DVLA will deploy yet another groundbreaking initiative: the introduction of a new intelligent driver licensing management system. As we commission this state-of-the-art facility today, we reflect on the journey that has brought us here. It has been a journey of a quiet and focused perseverance, of collaboration and foresight.
Akwesi Ajimanbuzi as the Chief Executive for DVLA. Now, for your pension tip on MoneyLab, our resource person from Enterprise Trustees tells us why you should sign up for a pension plan.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Nana Asante Amwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. How well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Signing up for a personal pension is a crucial step in securing your retirement. Choose a plan aligned with your retirement goals and make regular contributions towards it. Seek professional advice from any of the NPRA licensed corporate trustees for a tailored strategy that aligns with your retirement goals. As Harry Fosdick said, don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
Nana Mwakun is the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited. And that's the end.